Hey guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. It is Friday morning and we are kicking off your weekend with birthday celebrations. That's right, we went live from the most amazing location. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We spoke about Dubai's Park and IPO, what gender equality measures the UAE is taking, and big news on the food bank front and how you can donate this Ramadan.
And so, if you are not subscribed to the Love in Dubai Show podcasts, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. And don't forget to enjoy the show as always.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai Show, where we have a very special live show for you today. Today, we are going live from the absolutely stunning Zeta 77. They have a big celebration happening tonight and for this week, which we're going to take you through in a little bit. But first, our top stories for you today. Dubai's Park and IPO records a record-breaking oversubscription.
As well, UAE Food Bank plans to provide 5 billion meals this Ramadan.
How you can eat here at Zeta 77 for just 177 dirham for the next week.
As well, UAE advances 4 positions in gender equality.
Which is major news that we love. But first of all, welcome to everyone watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. We love to see your comments coming through before, during and after the show. And because we're here for a birthday celebration, a milestone anniversary, I have to ask you, Farah, because I actually don't know. Are you a birthday person?
Oh, yes, I am. I mean,
I imagine you are.
Is it because I'm young?
No.
I don't know. I mean,
what is
I love...
What's young? What is youth?
You, I mean, look, everyone's young, you know what I mean? But I love celebrating my birthday, like, to the max, and I mean it.
Are we talking, like, a day, a week, or a month, or your birthday month person?
I mean, I'm not a birthday month. I feel like that would be, that would give me anxiety, in a way, because it's going to make me think, like, oh my God, I'm growing old, and so on. But I am a birthday week, because I have a lot of group of friends.
Yeah, that's
different
nice.
Different group of friends. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they some of them come from, like, my first school. Some of them come from the second school. And some of them come from university. Some of them come from work
But would you never kind of get the whole gang together, or is that more pressure on you?
That is more pressure on me, because then I'm gonna have to please everyone. I feel like, you know, it's like I want to make sure that everyone's getting along. Are you a birthday person?
Yeah, I want to make sure that everyone's pleasing me rather than me pleasing them. Anyone watching, are you birthday people? I love the idea of celebrating milestones, like we're doing here today. So whether it's a birthday, or you get a promotion, you get a new job, I don't know, something happens in your relationship, like celebrate those moments. But I personally, I'm the same as you, that getting everyone together for me
can be overwhelming.
I just can't deal with that. Like, it's as though you're putting pressure on people.
That's true.
Even if it's like, whether it's like birthday, I don't know, like asking people to, for example, a birthday brunch.
Yeah.
Then you're asking for maybe a gift, outfit. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of pressure to put on people. So, you know.
It is.
Gifts are fine. My birthday's in August.
Guys, Katie, she just exposed her birthday. So just like, get her a gift. No, but seriously, you know, because like, it's not only that, but then it's like, you are forcing everyone to get along in a way. And sometimes it's like different personalities cannot really necessarily get along.
It may not even be that fun for them.
Literally. And then it's like, they have to like, you know, I don't know, be very nice just for your sake. And you have to be like, you know, having eyes everywhere, just making sure that everyone is really having fun and everyone's enjoying. So it is hard.
So our top tip to you, rather than celebrating your own birthday, come down here tonight for the birthday of Zeta 77, which, by the way, if you weren't aware, this is the Guinness World Record for the highest outdoor infinity pool in the world. That's what you're seeing right now, which is just spectacular. Yes. And speaking of world record breaking, let's jump into our top stories today, because Dubai's Park and IPO recorded a record breaking oversubscription. So about 16 hours ago on Instagram, this account called Parkin in UAE, they've got 153 followers, right?
Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
So they posted, we are very pleased to announce we have been oversubscribed to the max, to the tune of $71 billion. Could you imagine? Like, they're not well known now, but by the end of this year, they will become the largest provider of paid parking in the UAE. And for that reason, there was massive interest. So when it goes on the market burst on the 21st of March, they have already been oversubscribed to that amount. $71 billion was put on the floor, which is just phenomenal.
That is a big number. But I think they wouldn't put such a big number if they don't know their potential. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because, of course, you know, at the end of the day, I wouldn't just, like, bid something if I don't know I would be able to reach that number or I'd be able to match that number in a way. So that is actually very, that's a very big number. That is not even, like, a million. That's a billion.
Yeah, and I think it's people just putting their money on the UAE once again. We've seen so many incredible IPOs in the last 2 years.
That's true.
And this is kind of jaw-dropping to the max that they reach, but it's people betting on the city. And it's interesting because paid parking isn't huge right now, but we've seen clever partnerships between the RTA and EMAR, which 100%. Essentially means that we are going to be paying more. For parking in malls in Dubai. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like the fact that you're going to be paying for parking for malls in Dubai, I would be betting on parking. I'd be investing because you're going to essentially put your money in to eventually get money out. Because you're putting money back
that
in.
That is true. I mean, as well, you know, like, as I would, like, drive down the street back then, I would, like, see a lot of, like, investment in parking and in RTA, I would say, ads. So it makes sense. And right now with this IPO bidding on billions of, like, dirhams and so on, I think parking is a huge, major role. And with, you know, the fact that, you know, there's a lot of, like, people in the UAE, and of course the population is increasing, I think it's a very smart, I would say, business idea.
And so, speaking of people increasing, if you're just joining the live show, we are going live from the beautiful Zeta 77, where we're having birthday celebrations all week. But let's jump into our next story.
So our next story, which is a very close story to my heart, UAE advances 4 positions in gender equality ranking. Now, as well as I mentioned, UAE is advanced in the United Nations Development Programme's assessment of gender equality, and of course that has been happening. In the latest report, the UAE climbed 4 spots, and this is all, by the way, according to the Workforce Engagement, Women's Empowerment and Reproductive Health, which is very nice and beautiful. The fact that, you know, UAE is actually advancing with women's position and gender equality just shows how the UAE is actually the country of tolerance and acceptance, no matter what your gender is, no matter what your nationality is, no matter what your religion is.
It is interesting when we've just had International Women's Day.
Yes.
And it's a day that highlights how women are feeling,
that
for example,
true.
In the country that they're in. Mm-hmm. And of course, we talk about safety, but gender equality in the workplace, for example, is also so important. And we do see the UAE striving to make developments and progress and improvement, right?
That's
because,
true.
You know, no country is perfect.
Yes.
There are steps to take to get to a line where there's full gender equality, but we know that the UAE is working on it, and I think that's the important thing.
That is, and as well, UAE is not only working on it. UAE, I have seen, because I'm born in the UAE, I have seen it jump, you know, like, milestones with
true.
Gender equality and with a lot of things. At this point, if you would want to compare the UAE now to what the UAE was 20 years ago, it is incomparable at so many levels. Like right now, as a woman, if you are in the workforce and you are being, let's say, God forbid, harassed, the rights are with you and the law is with you. And you can just, like, go, no matter what your nationality is, no matter what your religion is, no matter what ethnicity you come from, you can go and actually get your rights, which has been, honestly, like, it has been a topic of discussion for so long. And now the UAE has just, like, proven. And with this fact that UAE actually has ranked up 4 positions, to, by the way, to mark the 7th position right now worldwide, it's just amazing.
So true. And maybe it's just because International Day, Women's Day just passed, but so many names of really powerful boss CEO women are coming to my head of, like, they are doing amazing things, and obviously that paves the way and that breaks that glass ceiling for women across the country, which is amazing.
I mean, as well, stereotypes of women is gone. You know, the other stereotypes of women, like, a woman can do this, a woman can do that, a woman now can. And the country is recognizing that, which is just, like, beautiful.
Speaking of beautiful, we jump into our next story. We are sitting at Zeta 77, who have a milestone 3rd anniversary celebration starting today and running for a week. So tonight they're kicking off birthday celebrations, as you do, with complimentary glasses of bubbly. Mm-hmm. Everyone's welcome to come down. There's going to be cake cutting ceremony.
Yes.
Come down, enjoy the views. this is where we're going to be at, and we want you to join us. It's going to be spectacular. It's at Address Beach Resort, which is a prime residence of JBR, and we want you to be part of the celebrations tonight.
Of course, and the celebrations, by the way, are going to be from the March 15th to the 23rd. So you can join between those timings. And of course, don't forget to say happy third birthday to you.
Are you going to sing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean... I don't sound well. I don't want to traumatize the viewers. And
we have AI for that. But over the next week, we have AI to fake it for us. Over the next week, you can actually dine here for 177 dirham for a 3-course menu, which is kind of unheard of, because I would say we are sitting in one of the best views in town, hands down, because we're sitting at the top of JBR Marina, and you can actually see from here. I hope you can see what we can see. You can see the entire palm, the fronds from above, which I've never really seen before.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
We can see Burj Al Arab. Yes. And on a beautiful day, you can literally see into downtown Dubai in the Burj Khalifa. And I don't know where else you can actually get that view. And you can have a 3-course spectacular meal for 177 just for birthday week. So we really recommend you come down and taking part of it. I can't believe they opened 3 years ago, March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, by the way, 2021. And they've been open 3 years. It's amazing.
I mean, it is. It's one of the most beautiful locations. I used to live here, so I was aware of when it's open.
But
it's
just for some here.
No, not here. Like around the area. Not here. I mean, I wish I would live here, but I didn't live
where
here.
Where was the invite?
I was, maybe. I don't know. It's like, yeah. But I didn't live like here. I used to like live like literally one building away. I was very close. Ah. But I always like knew that this place had like the most beautiful infinity pool, and I don't know why I just never came, but now that I've come, guys, I can confirm it is the most beautiful infinity pool I've ever seen. Yeah, and I was like, the moment I came, I was like, oh yeah, let me just take a picture of the views. It's beautiful.
It's rare. We're so lucky in our job that we get to experience this, because it's 8:30 in the morning. Yes. So you don't see, it's not we don't have kind of like everyone around the pool. So we're probably seeing it in a very rare moment, but it's very cool.
Yes.
Now, apart from the birthday deals, they also have deals happening throughout the week. So for example, not just this Monday, but every Monday, they have Monday Temptation. So you can come down and get meal deals, including unlimited house bevies for a certain price. They also have unlimited sushi and rice grape evenings, and a cabana offer where you can just rest and relax in one of the gorgeous cabanas which are behind us. And if I didn't have to go back to work, that is where I'd be spending the rest of my day, no doubt.
Speaking of the rest of the day, since it's Friday, you guys, and of course on Friday you go out with your friends, you celebrate, you just have fun, and I know it's Ramadan, but don't forget, you can join for the party. It's going to be a beautiful party to celebrate their third birthday. There is, I mean, I wish, speaking of birthdays, by the way, of our morning chat, is I would want to celebrate my birthday here, so...
Yeah.
Can we have like an early birthday celebration here, maybe?
So true. If you could pick like an iconic destination, this would be
that
it, hands down.
Yes.
So all of the information is there, and we'll drop a link in the live if you want to get that after the show as well. But the show will move on. Let's jump into our final story of the day for this Friday.
So, you know, Casey, it's Ramadan, and it's all about giving and kindness and so on, and the UAE is known for kindness. So the UAE Food Bank plans to provide 5 billion meals this Ramadan. Of course, the UAE Food Bank plans to distribute more than 5 million meals, which is like 5 billion meals, during Ramadan to support over 500,000 families and more than 3 million workers. So approximately they will be having 160,666 meals distributed daily, which is a very big number, right? And of course, the UAE keeps on having this initiative happening every Ramadan, because if you guys don't know, whether you are, I mean, kindness is everywhere, right? No matter what your culture is. So of course, for sure, you can, UAE keeps on all the time, you know, like having these initiatives to, specifically during Ramadan, whether it has been providing aid to Gaza or Palestine and food. But this time it's like focusing more on like the people who cannot, let's say, or who do not have the ability to get the food or even have meals in Ramadan, which I think it is beautiful at this point. And by the way, it's not only the UAE, like a lot of, with the UAE hotels, restaurants are taking part of this initiative.
Oh, interesting.
Which is very beautiful at this point, you know, and it just like supports the initiative even more. And it is a thing that they do, and as well, we as humans should do.
My mom was asking me yesterday, we went for an iftar, and she was saying, how can we give back in the UAE? Mm-hmm. And there are so many ways to do it. You know, she was asking about Ramadan and, you know, how people
give
back. It's the month for giving. So there's this incredible food drive. The ruler of the UAE also, the ruler of Dubai also announced the Mother's Endowment.
Yes.
Which is to encourage education for kids across the world. So there's so many ways. But unfortunately, we have reached the end of our show from the most beautiful place we've ever done it from, Zeta 77. They're celebrating their third anniversary, kicking off today until March 23rd. Come down, birthday celebrations tonight, and that amazing 177 dirham meal deal happening throughout the week. Get your bookings in because they will not last. That brings us to the end of the show. Mm-hmm. Have a fabulous Friday. That's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.